Right now, in studio with me, we have Joan Ritchie, who is the executive director for the Literacy Center here in Attleboro. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Dominic.
Well, you stayed up last night.
I sure did.
You watched it, and your reaction, of course, was probably like everybody else. Oh,
I
my God.
Couldn't believe it. Almost went to bed at night, but didn't.
And it's amazing. I mean, here they are once again. Now, along with being the executive director of the Literacy Center, you've got a very full plate with your schedule. You're also with the Rotary.
Yes, I am.
You're still the president of the Rotary?
No, that's a one-year term.
That's the 1 year. Now, who's taking over now?
Jerry Hickman.
Oh, okay.
He's the president this year.
Good choice for Jerry.
It's a great club. We gave away $50,000 last year in the community. So that's it's a good feeling, yeah.
And is it within the next couple of months, there'll be the auction?
The auction's coming up in March. Yeah.
So the end of the month, which is usually what, the third or the fourth Monday of.
It's on a Monday.
Yeah, and so that's always a good thing to have because it's always a very busy night. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like years ago, you know, with the tons of telephones. Now they don't have that. Now they don't. Everybody can just do it online
and stuff. It's all online.
So it's a lot easier that way. The other thing that you're here for is the Free Citizen Workshop. Tell us a little bit about this. It's very important and hopefully a fun event for some of our residents.
It's a great opportunity. Project Citizenship is a nonprofit in Boston, and they reached out to us and said, you know, we'd like to come to Attleboro to help people fill out their citizenship applications. So we absolutely welcome them because we feel that it's important if someone's eligible for citizenship, which means they've lived here, they have a green card and have lived here for at least 5 years or 3 years if they're married to an American, they're eligible for citizenship. So it's a great thing. It protects your rights and so they have offered to bring volunteer lawyers to come and help people fill out the forms. For most people, it's fairly straightforward and simple. For others, it could get complicated just by simple things like how many times you traveled outside the country. So it's great to have a lawyer look it over. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's all free.
Right.
So we greatly encourage anybody to come for this. If you know of anybody who hasn't gotten their citizenship, encourage them. The important thing is that they also come to the Literacy Center to prepare for the test. So we don't fill out applications there, but we do help people prepare for the test. Right. And the worst thing is when somebody says, oh, my appointment for my interview is in 3 weeks. Can you help me? I'm like, yeah, we'll try. But, come a little sooner, and it's all free.
This is something that, as you said, it's a great opportunity for people to need help here in doing this. You can go to projectcitizenship.org, and you do have the phone number that I've been mentioning for the last few days. This is open just for residents alone or beyond Attleboro?
It's open to anyone.
Okay.
People in Rhode Island are welcome to come. They don't have to be a student of the Literacy Center. And I want to mention that this is co-sponsored by Representative Joseph Kennedy's office also. Mm-hmm. They really brought this all together. And it's going to be held at the Attleboro Library. So you do need to call Project Citizenship to make an appointment. That's the best way to do it.
Right.
They will take walk-ins. But it's just a great opportunity. This is the third year that we've done it. And we hope to continue to do it once a year, but we have to have the numbers to make it justify it. So,
and that number is 617-694-5949, 617-694-5949. When they call that number, which is Project Citizenship, they'll go through the whole thing, and tell people this is the time that you need to do this. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. At the Attleboro Public Library, one of the main rooms that
the
Balfour Room. Yeah. This is something that you're very strong about this as well. You want to help everyone out there. You and the rest of your staff and all your tutors that go through all this training do a lot of work with members of the community similar to this. And you see a lot of people who come to this country, they've been here or whatever they've been doing, and they try, they want to get ahead. And one thing that you're very proud of being at the Literacy Center now, what, 13 years now?
14 years.
14 years. I know that you're very proud during the summer at you with the graduation. It's usually in August. And you see this, and you follow these students from get-go to the very end. And sometimes, and I have seen, some of these students will go on to not only teach at the Literacy Center, but they'll hold some very important positions throughout our community as well. I think that between you and your staff, you've got to be very proud of that.
I really am. You know, we try very hard to get our students involved in the community because an educated community is a stronger community. And we put a lot of options out there for them to volunteer in other places and just to get involved. In other words, sometimes we'll work with parents on how to talk to your child's teacher. That's very important. The schools are very appreciative of any work we do to help parents interface with the schools. So it's really about getting people out there in the community and making it stronger. That's our new slogan, is building a better community.
You started this 14 years ago being the Literacy Center director there, and you see a lot of people. We have a spot that we have here on this station, nearly 500 students each year that come through your doors, and probably more sometimes. This is something that that you have a lot of passion on this. You know, you've been doing this for a long time, and you feel like these students are your own.
We do.
Part of your family. You do feel like everybody is one family there.
It's amazing. It's 62 different countries represented last year. Everyone gets along. I'm surrounded by volunteers. What could be better than that? They're all nice people.
Yeah.
We have volunteer tutor training 4 times a year. And right now, there are 75 students waiting for a tutor. So we encourage people to, you know, give us a call, talk about it. It starts, actually, we're starting a new session tomorrow,
right.
Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning, depending on, you know, what's your preference. We'd love to have people sign up. I know it's last minute, but if you have the time, it's a great time to do it. It's kind of a quiet time of year for most people. And I guarantee you'll be fulfilled at the end. You know, you spend the training getting to know students and tutors and learning about adult literacy. And then at the end, what's your preference? Would you like to teach a beginner, advanced, English, GED, you know, whatever you prefer? We have somebody waiting for you. So I encourage people to think about it.
So you got that. You've got the tutor training tomorrow and Wednesday morning.
It's 6 weeks.
It starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tell them where the Literacy Center is and how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. The Literacy Center is at 80 North Main Street. We're right between the library and the courthouse. You can call 508-226-3603. For more information, we have a volunteer coordinator named Kristen Williams, or you can talk to me. You know, even if you just want to explore it and think about it, give us a call. You're more than welcome to come and just observe at any time.
The other thing that when you think of the Literacy Center, you think of the strong background when it started off with Donna Morse. The room still has her picture there as well. But one other thing that you do notice is what a changeover it looks like now. What a gorgeous outside. You've renovated, you've painted, you know,
yes.
People, volunteers and people painting the insides and outside, especially when you're driving, you know, it's right between the courthouse and the public library. And you see, like, whoa, it is. I mean, it's bright. It was the first mayor's house. And now that went through. You did a little bit of a change in there.
We did. Well, the city was able to get a federal grant to do the roof. And that was a huge thing because we serve primarily low income people. We were eligible for that. That was great, and the painting made a big difference. The inside, we restore a little at a time, all done by volunteers, and it's great. It's beautiful inside. And, you know, when students come in, it kind of relaxes them. If they've failed in school, they come in, and it looks more like a home than a school. So, they kind of get a warm feeling and stick with it.
Yeah, you basically use just about every inch of that building to the top floor. you use just about every space, but you also, it's also good is, as you mentioned, you can't do it without your tutors and your staff.
No, we can't.
Your tutors are like, and I know a few of them myself, they're like saints. You know, these people, they work with these people, even if, you know, and it's not just learning English. There's a lot of things. You've got the computer. You've got all different types of things out there. What are some of the courses that you guys
can
do these days?
Well, we're very much oriented to helping people get jobs.
Right.
So if they need to build their basic skills in order to go into further training, mm-hmm. that's what we're all about. We're trying to get people up to speed on reading, on math, in computer literacy, so that they can go either to BCC or to further training. If they're one of our students, we'll stick with them. Mm-hmm. So if they go to BCC, they can keep their tutor. And that's a huge boost to them because that really raises the graduation rate when they have that to fall back on.
When you get a student that comes in and they're kind of leery at first, you know, sometimes it's a challenge, but he or she start getting they get their feet wet with the tutor, and it becomes a friend, possibly a friend for life.
It does.
Seen that.
Or they bond that way with the teachers also. Mm-hmm. We have a paid staff of 11. Most of them are teachers. They teach daytime classes, evening classes, Saturday classes. There's a lot of opportunity. So if somebody does not want to work one-on-one with a tutor, most of the students go to class. Mm-hmm. Some do both, and some have just a tutor. So there's a lot of options there. But the classes are all full, and we really welcome people to call. We have such a variety. Some people come in very highly skilled from their native country,
sure.
but they're pumping gas and delivering pizza because they don't have the English skills. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help people get up to speed so that they can be self-supportive and contribute more to the community.
When someone applies to be a tutor over there, what sort of training do they need to get when they come there?
We have the only requirements are a high school diploma or equivalency and to pass a CORI background check, mm-hmm. naturally. It's a 6-part training. Each session is 2.5 hours. And you learn a lot about adult literacy, how do adults learn, where to find the resources that you will need. And it's all so individual because once you're matched with the student, well, do they need help with budgeting? Do they have to study for a driver's license? Are they preparing for citizenship? What is it that they need? And then you go from there. And, of course, we help. We have a full-time volunteer coordinator. Mm-hmm. She's very supportive and will help any tutor get started. Mm-hmm. Once people get started, they don't need much help, we found.
Right. And they go on beyond that. Do you get a lot of your former students coming back, you know, saying, hey, you must get this, like, now I'm working at this place or now I'm working at, or mm-hmm. this. And I know some of the people who have been a student will come back and possibly tutor the next person coming in, you know, to give their advice on some of the...
We occasionally get students that tutor, not very often. More likely, they'll come back and say, what can I do to help?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they'll might get involved in fundraisers or cleaning the building or, you know, cutting the lawn or whatever it is that we need. Our biggest fundraiser is the International Tasting. That's coming up on April 26th. And Dominic, you've been very helpful mm-hmm. with that, DJing. It's a great night, lots of fun, lots of restaurants participate, and you can just walk around and graze all night. Uh-huh. It's at the Elks. Tickets are very reasonable, $18 for adults. And
it's like from 5:30 to 8 o'clock,
it's,
right?
Yes, goes from 5:30 to 8. We have great raffles, and it's just a fun night. You can sample. Last year we had 18 different restaurants that brought everything from Bliss ice cream to, you know, appetizers mm-hmm. and main courses, and it was a fun night.
Yeah, and that's coming up on the 26th of April, 5:30 to 8. Tickets are not yet available?
Not yet. They will be soon.
This is an event. Now, this is how many years now?
This will be the fourth year.
I know in the past, some of our people that come on the air with us, people from Home Plate Advantage and My Chef Lara, those chefs come in here on a monthly basis on a Wednesday, and they've been coming ever since that they started. Now this is what, 2.5 years that they've been on this program, I didn't know anything about them until I met them at the Taste, and all of a sudden now they're like family nuts. And I was telling Chef Norbert last couple of weeks ago, and he's already got it down on his schedule. He's got 4 or 5 different chefs coming this time,
really,
including a gentleman from Plainville, who actually has a farm to table place that he wants to come as well.
Wonderful.
And bring some items. That is your main fundraiser for the year.
That is our main fundraiser. Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that are working with you. As I said, you can't do it alone. You got to have the staff. You got to have your volunteers. And when the tutors really get with it, they know what they're doing, and these students look up to them.
Oh, they do. They definitely do.
They're as I said, a lot of people say they're godsends. They can be, that's for sure. We got Joe and Richie here for a few moments along. We have talking about the Free Citizen Workshop, which is going to be taking place on the 27th of this month at the Attleboro Public Library's Balfour Room. We have Gina Brown, though, standing by with the latest updates on the traffic out there once again on this Monday. Gina?
Well, the good news is if you do have to go somewhere, maybe you did not take the Monday after football Sunday or Super Bowl off, well, the good news is you're going to have a nice ride, 95 from the state line all the way up pretty much through Canton. There is a little touch to the brakes into the 95-93 split. Starting to hang up a little bit now through Hopkinton on 495 North, but not that. The expressway, stop and go out of Quincy. That's lighter than normal. Getting into Providence, seeing improvements. You can expect some stop and go traffic from just before Lonsdale Avenue. 610 connector is pretty full. 295 is under half an hour trip end to end either direction. We're looking good to the South Coast and out to the Cape. It looks like a mid-Cape highway is good, but 28 south of the Bourne Bridge is a little bit slow. Next report coming up, I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
Okay, Gina, thanks once again. We're going to take a very quick break and be back with a couple more things to talk about with Joan Ritchie, the Executive Director of the Literacy Center here in Attleboro.
You sit down at your table, you get your card, 25 squares hold the key. Which one will it be? I-25, O-72, or Lucky B-13? Which one will be the square that makes you jump up and shout,
Bingo!
The Attleboro Elks Lodge 1014 hosts Bingo each Sunday at 887 South Main Street. Open to the public, the kitchen opens at 5 p.m. with a variety of food available. Bingo starts at 6 p.m. Prizes are awarded and proceeds support Elks charities. For further details, you can visit attleboroelks.org or you can call 508-222-5502. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, coming up to 8:24 now on this Monday morning. We got clear skies, 34 degrees. Jim Corbin taking a look at the latest conditions on the forecast coming up at about 8:40. In studio with me, the Executive Director of the Literacy Center here in Attleboro, now her 14th year there. And it seems like only yesterday that you were hired as the Executive Director there.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it seems like 50 years ago.
As you know, a little background on the Literacy Center first. I know, as you said, a lot of people may not know who Donna Morse was and a little bit how it came to the first mayor's house.
Well, Donna Morse was a very passionate person, mm-hmm. and she wanted to start a literacy program in Attleboro. So she got together a group of people. They went through the training for literacy volunteers, and the agency was born from that. Mm-hmm. So it started very small. Judy Robbins was instrumental in getting them into the first mayor's house. Yeah. Donna fought it tooth and nail because it was a disaster at the time. Uh-huh. But again, with lots of volunteers, they made it habitable, and we've been there ever since. We've been there for about 25 years, yeah. I think.
I remember the going through when Donna first got there and through her times, and then going through for the various executive directors that the Literacy Center has had since then. They make it their own, you know, they do. And when Donna started it, you know, she, as you said, she had that passion to help mm-hmm. the people out there. And she unfortunately lost her battle and passed away not that long ago. And but all the other directors, including yourself, have really fought tooth and nail. I mean, you've come strong with the city, and you get quite a number of people in there during the year. As I said, you get, you know, 500 people a year going through, and I think what we said earlier is one of your biggest accomplishments and the students' biggest accomplishments. What goes through your head when you see the graduates in August?
Oh, it's a great feeling, mm-hmm. especially when they have little children with them, because I know what an effect it will have on that child's mm-hmm. life that the parent was able to get a degree and go forward and make a better life for them. Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling, yeah. And we're honored by people who come. Betty Poria comes every year, all the estate reps and the mayor, and it's a great honor for the students to have them there.
For many years, you know, I always remembered seeing the graduations right on the steps of the Literacy Center, and that has changed now. Now, last year it was at the Wamsutta School, so you make it more a homier Ephesian place. But outside, right there in the parking lot, was, you know, it was weather related. You had some yeah. problems here and there, but
I think we've outgrown the parking
yeah.
lot. We usually have about 250 to 300 people
yeah.
who come. Which is great. Everybody who graduates brings their cheering section. Mm-hmm. And the students come who are in the classes, too, to get certificates,
yeah.
which is a nice night for them. They bring their families.
There they are. And it's not only this. Now, well, I know that you've got some things going on today as well. Why don't we just kind of review once again what is coming up on the 27th?
Sure. That's the Citizenship Workshop with Project Citizenship. People will get free expert help to fill out their citizenship applications. Mm-hmm. And if you need a fee waiver, the fee is quite high. It's $725.
Right.
But if you need a fee waiver, they will help you fill out that application also.
Mm-hmm. It's from 3 to 7 at the Balfour Room inside the Attleboro Public Library. It is a free citizenship workshop. You must be 18 years of age, must be a legal permanent resident of 5 years or 3 years if married to a U.S. citizen, read, write, and speak basic English. And you said help is available at the Literacy Center. They need to either contact the projectcitizenship.org or the 617-694-5949 to make an appointment. Besides that going on, you've got the TASTE coming up later in April, but you're going to be very busy today.
Today, we have a program called ePay, and we share it with Bristol Community College. It's a GED program specific to 16 to 24-year-olds. It's a very intensive program. They get more hours than our typical GED program. There's a dedicated social worker. Wonderful program. We've taken kids who have just not been able to cut it in traditional school, and I think last year we got 15 kids who got their GED and went on to college. So we're very happy with this program. We do have openings, so we encourage anybody. The only requirement is that you are a resident of Bristol County. But you have to apply for that. You can come to us, but you have to apply through the Career Center, which is at 95 Pine Street. Mm-hmm. But it's a great program. Today, we're taking the kids on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the train to downtown Providence. There's the bodies exhibit. They really wanted to see that mm-hmm. as part of their science curriculum. And then we're going to go to the Rhode Island State House for a tour.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So even sometimes just taking the train is a great learning experience, because we usually take field trips to Boston. Often it's the first time one of these kids has ever been to mm-hmm. Boston. So this is a really wonderful program. We have some kids who are homeschooled who will come in to finish up at the end. And, you know, we welcome everybody.
I think that's a great opportunity for all these people to do that. Once again, the Literacy Center is located at 80 North Main Street. And you're online.
We are theliteracycenter.com.
Mm-hmm. And your phone number once again?
508-226-3603.
And
one thing, Dominic, I caution. People say, oh, I heard you got a waiting list, and it discourages them from calling. Don't be discouraged, because the waiting list has greatly improved. We've added classes, and very, very often people are matched right away.
Well, that's good to know, because, and if people wanted to come there or whatever, so all they need to do is contact you. And you can, when you go to AttleboroLiteracyCenter.com, there are many tabs to click on and see what's going on. And it's a good site. You guys do a great amount of work with the students there. And so success again, once again, a big success to this as well. And hopefully before we get into April, come back here and talk a little bit more about the tastes, which is coming up. The full name of that, once again, is called?
The International Tasting.
The International Tasting, which is always a very fun evening. And for 2.5 hours, you pay that one price, and you can eat just about the whole time.
You could eat the whole time.
You really can.
And then you can stop and look at all the wonderful work that our students do, because they are very proud to bring different cultural facts from their country. It's interesting.
It really is. It's a not-to-be-missed event. I've gone, I think, every single year for it, and I will be there again this year providing a little bit of cocktail-type dinner music as well. So hopefully, and it also have great people providing you the raffle prizes as well.
Yes, the raffle's fun, too. And I appreciate your support.
Oh, my pleasure. And you have quite a number of raffles for that night, usually.
We do, yeah. It adds up.
All they do is pay that one price, and you put your ticket in all the baskets in front of it, and then just wait until you hear your name called, usually between 7:30 and 8 o'clock thereabouts.
Toward the end of the evening.
Yeah, and it's always a great night. But the last thing, once again, the Free Citizenship Workshop is Monday, February 27th, and you do have training tomorrow. And
it starts tomorrow.
And Wednesday as well.
And Wednesday. Yep.
All right. Joan Ritchie, the Executive Director of the Literacy Center here in Attleboro, always a pleasure to see you, and thanks once again. Good luck to this as well.
Thank you, Dominic.
All right.